Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us. Yeah, I was watching Roots today. They ain't ready for me. Thinking about Kunta Kinte and
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
It's in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that lie, of that loud pack. Of the mirror, of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that style at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we can. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened. My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to this Illuminati. And they play with their body to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the great goose. Nothing in the booth. Live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
Started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going against the grain.
Something in life will never change. Something in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up. That's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up. And I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set. Cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it. And it's a straight no fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down, trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house, like you gone off that crack, BHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
And welcome once again. Oh, wow, we have a lot of good numbers here of people who are calling in to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 5, Verse 8. That MAN is an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. Hey, for those listening online, you can call into 646-478-0944. And the reason I want to point that out is because we have a lot of different phone callers. And I always appreciate that because that's what really makes the show go around. And the reason I'm taking my time is to let you know that this is one of those shows that you will get a whole lot of information, but I better break down some of the rules for those who may be calling in. I appreciate that 216-799-216-209 and that 615 area code 689. Now, here's what's going on. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me directly at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind because you are important. You never know what you might say might inspire myself and anybody else out there. I can see it's going to be like phone calls starting off. So if I don't get a chance to do this, I won't do it, and then people won't know what's going on. So the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday for music to entertainment. Number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, re-debut from HJS Music. Number 8, moving up, Eastside, his clubs and marketing, working with artists. Number 7, the Black Man Army themes. You know, 15,300 heard our themes from the bus, the red, black, and green bus. Some people may have seen the video, but the Black Man's Army soundtrack will be out on March the 1st. That's that movement music that will be out, and that is because of HJS Music. Number 6, Rob Cartel, Show You. Number 5, Never Be, Suave Gotti. Number 4, re-debut for Oppressed People's Nation, OPNENT. Number 3, the debut, National Action Network. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, Big Jump, Black House Sounds. More on that later. Wow. And debut, rose up to the top as the number 1 spot. That's Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams, 1,000-plus views. They have other views for other videos that are moving up. And people still love that Keep Praying song. So I just want to give that a shout-out before I go to the phone lines. There is a reason why I tell people to have their pens and stuff together or whatever device they use to record, because you can use the same number of 646-478-0944, Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Emacs in the Mindset, and then usually Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m., it's Emacs with Music Business 101. That's one of those things that I would like to make an announcement of, and I would also like to tell people, because it's kind of important, maybe. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This Wednesday, and for any out-of-towners who want to come through, it's free. This February 24th at 7 p.m., Grandmaster Flash. That's right, Grandmaster Flash, the legendary Grandmaster Flash and Raheem of the Furious Five. You can call the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, look it up online, or go online for free tickets. Come on in from out of town. Now, I've started this off. I let people know certain things they can do. Check out why I tell people that there's a number that's they may definitely want to prepare to write some things down. So get in, call in to hear me run my big mouth. I know. So 216-799, 216-799, how are you doing out there? 216-799, and I know that. Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Queen Ivy?
Okay. Tell me what's going on with you.
Nothing. I just wanted to tune in and see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you, is there anything that we should be on the lookout for? Because we always appreciate hearing from you because you've been out here for a while.
Not that I know of, not right offhand. If I think of something, I'll tune back in, okay?
Okay, that's no problem, but I thank you for definitely calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. As a matter of fact, like I say, I give people that fair warning that even though you might intend on just calling in to basically speaking, we'll say listen to the show, I love to go to phone lines because I said it before and I will say it again. I never know when somebody out there might say something that might inspire the world or they might want to chime in on something. And just because I come to you once, if something happens and you say, I wish I'd said something, you can always, if you haven't pressed the one key, you can press the one key, or you can always hang back up and call back, and we won't get upset either way. Before I take a lot of phone calls on a few different things, I would like to tell people, because Tuesday, tomorrow, Oppressed People's Nation, ENT at OPN, People's Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Moan Stone presents poetry featuring Malik of Live from the Garage. And then Friday, same location, 6 to 8 p.m., Amber Porter, no relations, I think. Gospel, poetry, singers, rappers, any money donation goes to the OPN program. So those are some things that's going on that you might want to deal with and check out. I want to let people know real quick that Monday's 2 a.m. Okay, you missed it because it happened earlier. But Monday, 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the Butters Show. You know, that show deals with Ohio Hip Hop Awards, Garms Infinite, and they're on WRUW 91.1 FM. That's WRUW.org. Before I get into anything else, we've been, like, busy here and there, so I do want to take the time and stop what I'm doing and just say that two Wednesdays ago, the police commission, you know, they had a meeting where Steve Loomis is definitely on the investigation. They investigate the Cleveland Police Commission. They investigate people's claims of police violence as formed via the Justice Department, dissent decree for Cleveland. Now, anyway, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Carl Stokes Brigade, Rev.com. Let's just say that we all stormed the meeting. And after they broke into work sessions, so they all went to different sessions. Art McCoy and Brother Alvin sat in on Luma Circle to go face-to-face with Black Shields Hamtonio and the Cleveland Police Patrolman Association's Red-Faced Steve Loomis. And when I addressed the public comment section, I asked one question and one question only, and it was, how can you have Steve Loomis on a panel where people come testify or speak on police brutality when they always see Loomis say victims are bad and the cops are good, and any type of brutality, they shouldn't lose their jobs, meaning police officers? I'm going to put it like this before I go to the phone lines. It's like a woman who's been raped speaking to a panel and her rapist is up there. In other words, Steve Loomis has to go from that standpoint. And when I go to the phone lines, before people get upset with me, I'm looking at that 216-209, and I'm going to see what's going on with 216-209. How you doing out there?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's happening with you, man?
Everything, my man. Man, I just want to comment on the last thing that you were just talking on about Steve Loomis. The reason why he feels that way, because deep down on the inside, he expressed some type of prejudiceness. And if that was the case, if he didn't, then he wouldn't make those kind of comments. Because, you know, if anybody that was innocent, they should have a chance to prove their innocence. If anybody was really, really, really guilty, I mean, you know, they should still have the same opportunity as anybody else. And therefore, just to throw that right back in, when you go back and look at police tapes and articles from back in 67 when the police commissioner were in Los Angeles County and what the police commissioner had said then, and you listen to what Steve Lumen says, you see a lot of comparisons, and we all know what the time it was in 1967. So, to me, it sounds like the same old rhetoric that's been going on.
I appreciate that phone call. As a matter of fact, I know that's not probably why you called, so if there's anything else you'd like to add, I'll appreciate it.
Oh, man, yes, I would. Yes, I would. A lot of people have been, I heard you talking about Keep Praying. A lot of people have been asking me about that song, and we are getting ready to make a video for it. Next weekend,
nice.
We're shooting the last two scenes for it, and we are looking for it. Maybe within the next month, we're going to be airing Keep Praying. And I want to also throw out some figures out to people because everybody's been asking me. So what is the numbers and how much promotion you guys have been getting from the mixtape from the Best of the Best concert? Well, the Best of the Best concert, the views on that mixtape are 4,283 views, 2,882 plays, 144 shares, and 136 downloads.
Wow, you have been using the internet radio, and everything at your disposal to at least land in the positions that you've been, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you, and thank everybody that's in Cleveland that's supporting us and all over the place as well.
I got you, and before you go, contact information as you hold a line.
Okay, as you can go to Google and put in BLAQODESSY. You can also hit us like that on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just follow the BLAQODESSY, and everything should come right up.
Man, I appreciate you as usual, and if you hold a line, we will get into some interesting things and some topics for you.
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, like I say, this is going out all over, and I appreciate that because the views are definitely coming in worldwide. And before I go to the 615 area code, and then I check out that 216-213, I want to stop and let people know that, you know, Shoutcast.com, if you type in Hood Tunes Radio, 24 hours a day, you hear music such as the music that you hear on this particular show, but you have to go to Shoutcast.com, type in Hood Tunes Radio, and just chill back for a little while. I also want to give a shout-out to WhoHasThePowerRadio.com. I know that there are people probably saying, maybe he's going to get to telling people what's going on out there. Well, I'm doing my best. I'm doing everything I can, but maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm not letting people know enough about events that are coming out. So I will let you know. Here's a nice free event that you can bring the whole family to. This Saturday, February 27th. This Saturday, February 27th, the Cleveland National Action Network Black History Program, celebrating our richness. Come on out. And across the city and state lines, the 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104. That is 7209 Woodland Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44104, 3 p.m. And you will catch such people such as Al Porter. Man in the Street was invited to perform alongside Black House Sounds as we debut that Cleveland Conscious Rap for the entire world. The solo poet from the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop will be there. It's hosted by Elder Jay Goodrum and Sam McWayne, Reverend Al Sharpton, founder of the National Action Network, President Reverend Cavanaugh, who's definitely the board chair, and Al Sharpton is definitely the founder and president. And Marcia McCoy is the Cleveland president. And I'm looking forward to that particular event because that's a beautiful program that's about to happen. And I'm looking forward to seeing people come through and definitely enjoy themselves. Once again, that is this coming Saturday, and that's 3 p.m., 7209 Woodland Avenue. It's a beautiful church of arts and culture, and you're going to be amazed when you see the inside of that place. It caught me off guard, and that was very nice to see how that came out. I also want to stop, take a look, go back, and I'm going to do it like this. I've been calling and letting people know certain things that's happening, so I just want to take the time and let people know that if you choose to, Kicking It with Kim, that's Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, MileOutRadio.com. You also have the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is Thursdays, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on VoiceItRadio.com. And I'll tell you what I'll do. And like I say, you have Kicking It with Kim on MileOutRadio.com. You have everything else linking up to work together. So now I think I'd better go to that. Wow, they waited for a while, too. And that 216-406, I see you as well. So I'm going to check out the area code of 615. You waited too long. How you doing out there?
Man, Al Putty, you already know what it is. That's Eastside, man. I told you I was going to call in with a surprise for you, man. You feel me? Shouts out, man. Prince Louis, man. I got a shout out Prince Louis. Money Mike, man. Team New Life, always loyal to movement, man. Big shout out to my homie Nashville, man. New artist I'm working with, man. Big E, Fat E. You already know what it is. Whatever y'all want to call him. King of the Ville coming soon.
Yo, what's up? It's Fat E. King of the Ville coming soon. Blowing ass counting cash. You know how we do. You know, I'm just trying to make a move and get everything going.
I hear you. When it comes to those terms, a lot of people use them, so I'm going to ask you, when it comes to making moves, what's going on with you? What are the moves that are being made? What do we need to know worldwide? What do we need to know?
We're just making the movement hard grind.
I hear you. So I want everybody out there to pay attention that they are grinding hard. And as a matter of fact, I respect my man Eastside because he's taking the brand from out of the 216 and he is teaming up with other entities in other areas and making it a whole worldwide, I'll say nationwide, and I'm glad you're doing it like that.
Tennessee, stand up. It's a movement.
Hey, I appreciate that. Black Men's Army?
You already know what it is. Hip Hop Workshop? You already know what it is.
Man, I appreciate you. As a matter of fact, thank you for blowing out everybody who's listening, eardrums and computer speakers and smartphone speakers and all that. But I appreciate you all so much.
Yeah, you are.
We already know. I thank you again for calling in and representing that area all the way to Tennessee,
man,
and beyond. You
Team
Detroit.
New Life,
thank
man.
You.
Team New Life. It's a movement, man. Nashville, Team New Life, Cleveland, stand up. Shout out to actually Black Odyssey, man. I like that, man. You feel me? That's a hard grind. That's actually motivation and making me keep going, man. You feel me? Much love to them because they is number one. You feel me? Shout out to everybody,
right,
man. Cleveland got to make a move, man. Everybody got to make a move. Stand up, be together, man, as a unit, man, as a movement. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing, man, from Tennessee to Cleveland, man. I'm doing it.
Yes, you are, and we appreciate that movement. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I'm enjoying everything. I know we have a couple other phone callers online. I'm looking at the 216-213. I'm looking at the 216-406. I never know who's getting ready to hit me with what or say what because it's getting ready to be a very, very interesting show. I do know that there was one thing that I wanted to get to last week that I didn't get to. And before I go to the other two phone callers, I'm going to go into it like this and say that, you know, that a couple of weeks ago, Cleveland wanted Tamir Rice's estate to pay ambulance life support bills. Now, you got to love Cleveland. About two Wednesdays ago, it was Cleveland Assistant Law Director Carl Myers. He filed in probate court notifying Tamir's estate, it owed the city $500 for ambulance advance life support and mileage support expense to Metro Hospital. Now, the family attorney, Savota Chandra, said it was callous, insensitive, poor judgment to send a bill. Its own police, they were involved in slaying the 12-year-old Tamir Rice. And it's breathtaking, adding insult to injury. Tamir's mother was definitely listed as shaken and in understanding. She had a hard time understanding why the city, and let's look at it like this, and she had a valid point. The city had recouped, they had gotten everything and had written the rest off. But some say with the long process, Medicaid would have still paid everything. That's what it does. And we aren't sure. But here's what's sad. Now, I'm on the right side. I rep red. But my broad view conservative partner, Lauren, did you know that big bigot police union head, Steve Loomis, said the city's actions are unconscionable? Whoa. Bigoted Steve Loomis even said it was unconscionable for the city to say something like that. And you know, national and international headlines, dozens put us on laughing stock lists, including Whoopi Goldberg and others on The View, NBC, Fox, ABC, CBS, Britain. Even presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said it was heartless. So I'm going to break this down to facts. Tamir's mom said, "They killed my baby. They should pay." Now, Tamir had insurance, so I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense that Cleveland continues to taint my baby's name. Her words, not mine. Now, the mayor apologized to the Rice family and said that, you know, no sending of the bill to the Rice family was intended. He claimed it was closed out with Medicaid, but somehow another part of the city opened it up. The city withdrew its claim. Now, it was explained that if the city becomes aware, another estate besides Medicaid, they go after them. Why? Because it doesn't usually work out that way. I'm just saying. Now, Jackson did call it a tragic error by city staff and made policy changes. You know, D from Twinsburg, just think what would have happened if families before Tamir had stood up, you know. A conservative ally of mine did say that Tamir's mom should get help and sit down somewhere. But hold on. If other families had stood out like this one, maybe a punk cop would have caused themselves to at least think twice and follow policy and procedure before it even got that far. I'm going to take the time real quick before I go to the 216-213 and then the 216-406 and let people know. That's kind of what I guess I'm supposed to do, is let people know what's happening. So Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, 89.3 FM, 216 Radio, WCSB.org. Feel free, whenever you call any of those shows, let them know where you heard it from. That way they can sit back and say, whoa, it's getting out there. And also, I should let people know that you can always blog, talk, or Facebook. I am a Superwoman Radio, D-Gambit Radio, Boredom Restless, Miss Contagious, that type of stuff. Now, with all of that being said and done, 216-213, I've been running my mouth too long. I apologize. What's on your mind? 216-213. And I take it 216-213, probably just call to listen. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, but I'll let you know again. If anybody gets a chance to and they think later on, I want to call back and say something, if you didn't press the one key, you can always press the one key. But if you did, that's all right. You can always hang up, chime back in, because this show is really for you all as well as myself. Like I say, you wouldn't know who some of the biggest motivators in my life are. Besides the creator, as Mama Porter, I talk to my biggest motivators every week. Speaking of which, one of those motivators happens to be the Art McCoy Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. And see, the reason I like to talk is because sometimes if I don't talk, you all will cause me to get into trouble. And when I get into trouble, everybody's upset with me. But I'll tell you what, 216-406, since the last person didn't speak, I'm going to get myself in just a little bit of trouble right now because there are two names that I'm about to call out that people will probably be waiting outside wanting to kick me when I leave the studio and stuff. But I just want to just say a little bit, if you could think for just a minute. Just join me on this topic. Now, you know, 50 Cent, he filed for bankruptcy after G-Unit. Anyway, 50 Cent filing for bankruptcy. All right. Now, there was G-Unit, Aftermath, Slim Shady success. He's gone solo. Independent release that was done maybe like year before last, the end of like the summer of 2014. He was on daytime TV speaking about it and performing. Bankrupt? What about his effing vodka? Now, before you get upset and think I'm hating, that was the name of his vodka. It's like E-F-F-E-N, I think. And he came to Cleveland like twice with long lines of folks buying the brand, effing vodka, standing in long lines to talk to him, taking selfies with him, taking photos, high-priced bottles being sold. And you know he was paid to come through and, you know, promote what he was doing, and I'm sure he's doing that worldwide. Now, anyway, he became part owner of Effin' Vodka in 2014 and is currently competing with Diddy Ciroc. Now, 30 million CDs sold worldwide. All right, now, or albums, whatever you want to call it. And he's got a new album due out this year. And he filed for bankruptcy. Now, 50 Cent has to go to Hartford, Connecticut court to explain why he's flashing photos of himself on Instagram. Now, that was brilliant. While he's surrounded by cash, i.e. Johnny Money Manziel style. Now, Curtis J. Jackson III filed bankruptcy in July of 2015 saying he still makes millions, but a flood of expensive lawsuits are killing him. What? You want my sympathy? Anyway, U.S. bankruptcy court judge and M. Nevins is concerned 50 Cent may be dishonest because he's posted several Instagram photos, including one where he looks like he has at least $50,000 cash alone. I'm going to say this to the part owner, you know, part owner of Effin' Vodka. F your bankruptcy. Now, I feel 50 Cent for not wanting to go backwards or go down slumming with the rest of us. But before we give him a pass, another young black man misused and not taught the value of money in this industry. I would like to say that about him. But remember something. He's an ex-dope dealer who knows how to count cash. He should have seen tough times coming. As a dope boy, you know to save money in case of a drought, meaning drug sales dry up, you know, for colloquialism challenge people like LP from Broadview. In other words, I know he doesn't want to go below his standard of living. That'd be like somebody from Twinsburg who's come from Cleveland having to come back to Cleveland. But before you feel sorry for him, if you and anyone you know loses your job, I mean people listening to the show, and then I'll go to the 216-406. Think about it. If you or anyone you know loses your job, your standard of living goes down as you collect unemployment. And you don't even flash cash because you're scared if a friend or family member gives you a $10 bill, somebody will catch it and they'll cut off your unemployment. As a matter of fact, a lot of people end up going to places they don't want to, such as CSL Plasma. Speaking of people who can't manage their money, Yeezus, I didn't say Jesus, Yeezus, Kanye calls himself that. All right, yeah, the same Kanye who bullies on a bony white woman, but Taylor Swift out of this one. I digress. He released a new CD a couple of weeks ago. Is selling, but he says he needs money. He's $53 million in debt. Please, fans, help stop the madness. I know some fans started a GoFundMe account after posting, you know, after he posted his plight on Twitter about his money woes. But like TMZ said, Kanye's $53 million is tied up in his money and fashion lines. He's tied up by mistakes he's making. But he's even asked Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg to bail him out. Now, maybe Kanye can sell Caitlyn Jenner's old jockstrap. I mean, he don't need them. Or sell Kim Kardashian booty shots. I mean, she takes so many shots, it probably won't matter. But 50 Cent and Kanye grow up. Don't be scared to lose money and live low. I mean, ramen noodles are good for the rest of us, and they're good for you too. And you also make it hard for a brother or sister who really needs to file bankruptcy. So, nah, I'm not going to, you know, go fund the idiot. 216-406, how you doing out there? 216-406, how you doing?
Brother Al, I am in awe. You are amazing. You bring some stuff to the table. I mean. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing great. They brought me back my ladder. I'm getting off the soapbox, so I'm doing very well.
I'm going to decorate that soapbox because I like it. I like it. Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Brother Al. I am pumped up right now. Oh, by the way, this is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman of the I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. Hello to your listening family tonight.
Hey, it's good to hear from you. Tell us what's new.
Oh, man, Brother Al, I just came back. I just left one of the most awesome meet and greets that any superwoman could have attended. I was surrounded by superwomen. I was surrounded by political movers and shakers. I was surrounded by women who have a purpose, a goal, a vision, and they want to do something for this state, this country, for the districts of Ohio, Northeast Ohio. Oh my God, let me tell you who I was with. I was with. Kim Brown, the executive producer of the Brown Report. She hosted this meet and greet at her home in Cleveland. Oh, my God, District 1. It was beautiful. She was a gracious host. And unfortunately, me and Blog Talk and T-Mobile were having issues. So she was able to, based on technology, able to really take over the show for me, which was a blessing because the show has to go on. So this meet and greet consisted of Kimberly F. Brown, the host, Yvonne Conwell, city council member. Okay, let me tell you, I ain't done. Cassandra McDonald, who is a candidate for state rep for District 8, she was there.
Wow.
Tanya R. Jones, she is running for judge for the Cuyahoga County Domestic Relations Court. She was there. And none other than Kelly Prather, who was running for United States State Senate here in Ohio from Cincinnati. Oh, my God, Al, let me tell you, my head was just spinning from hearing all of the political information that was being put out. Kelly is just so prolific in her speaking. She's a down-home girl, she'll tell you in a minute. Yes, she came from the hood, but look at her now. You know, this woman has a platform like none other. Mass incarceration, literacy issues, student loan forgiveness. Oh my God, it was so much. It was so much. My head is full. You can hear me. I'm excited. I am so excited to have been in the midst of powerful women. Then there was another lady, oh, my God, I'm forgetting her name, and I'm so sorry, but she's like a political activist, you know.
Oh, okay.
She'll back who she backs because we're not about any more backing parties. We're backing people, whoever can do the job. And I'm telling you, I'm in a room with six powerful African-American women. I was blessed. I was absolutely blessed. Oh, my goodness. It was a blessed event, believe me. And all of them came on the show and talked about their platforms tonight.
I have to ask you something. Before we go on, and we ask you about everything you do, I want the world to hear this because surely you can't be telling the truth because you can't have a lot of women in one room getting along together. Is that what you're trying to tell the whole world, that you just went to an event like that?
Man, not only just women. African American women, Democrat women, Republican women. Okay?
What?
We were all in the same room with our shoes off, eating chips and drinking Pepsi, talking on the I Am a Superwoman radio show. Wasn't no bashing, wasn't no party bashing, wasn't no female bashing. What we just talked about what we wanted. They talked about what their plans were to better the city of Cleveland, the state of Ohio, and the United States of America. That's what it was all about. That's what it was all about.
Oh my God.
Ooh, you know, that lie that black women can't get along, I don't know. It's even a lie that Democrats and Republicans can't get along. We all were in the same room rubbing shoulders. I got pictures to prove it. You know it. And I'll post a replay of the show also.
Thank you.
It was powerful. All that was missing was Mama Porter.
You know, I'm going to tell Mama Porter so she can get in the loop and come enjoy it. As a matter of fact, before we do anything else, go to any other phone calls, any other storylines, where can they catch you, your shows, and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm definitely going to, on Facebook, I'm going to post a replay of tonight's show. It was a special political show. It was for the meet and greet for Kelly Prather, who is running for the United States Senate for Ohio. And guess who's scared? Guess who's scared? She was here at the City Club to debate, and guess who didn't show up? Ken Strickland. He declined to debate, my girl. He did not show up at the City Center today. Okay? He did not show his face.
Wow.
Okay. So, sisters, we got them trembling. We got them trembling. We ain't sitting in the kitchen. We not going to sit in the cotton fields no more. We out doing the doggone thing. But the question that you asked me was, how can you Fridays, I Am a Superwoman Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com. / I Am a Superwoman 2. Sunday nights, 845-277-9243. Sunday nights, 8 o'clock, praise and worship. Same number, same login. On Tuesdays, the first, second, and fourth Tuesdays, Miss Patrice, the Miss Savvy Pro Show with host Patrice Jackson, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. Kelly Frater is going to be back on her show. I mean, back-to-back I Am a Superwoman radio interviews tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And I've got another show on the first and third Tuesdays of the month, the Ask Kiki, any woman who needs questions about business, life, vision boards, how to build your relationships, Ask Kiki. She'll give you the answers. And I got a new show coming up March 14th with Sylvia Brock-Williams. She's our financial expert. She'll be on every other Monday on the I Am a Superwoman radio network, www.blogtalkradio.com/ I Am a Superwoman 2, 845-277-9243. Woo!
Thank you so much, because I am so excited. I'm looking forward to seeing and hearing that replay, and thanks again for coming out here and proving all the naysayers wrong.
We sisters, we got it together. We sticking together, okay?
I feel you. And thanks again. And if you hold a line, I think you'll like some of the things we get into.
I know I will. Have a good night, brother.
Oh, you too. I'm enjoying things. Before I go and see what's going on with that 216-322 phone number, wow, I want to go back and speak real quick about two Saturdays ago. It was cold. Okay, now we know last Saturday it was comfortable. But do you all remember when it was 7 degrees? We had like a wind chill. It was just cold. Now, an event was held. Seriously, the event was held. It started outside of downtown's House of Blues, where hundreds of half-naked runners took part in Cupid's Undie Run. running in their underwear to promote awareness for the Children's Tumor Foundation. Great cause. 30 other cities took part, but Cleveland in the bitter cold, and they came out in droves because of what they believed in. Mostly white people came out and teamed up with the Cavs mascot and drill team. But wait, mostly white people, by the hundreds. Now, my next statements are for you cubbyhole writing, never join nothing, Facebook activists, Facebook revolutionaries. Y'all can criticize us for being on the front line, but you can't do more than read, click your mouse, and type words. Now, if a person can't make it, pray for the safety of those involved and spread the info out. But if you can't make it out, like my mostly white friends did, butt naked for a cause. Speaking of friends, you know, I want to let people know whether you're from Broadview, Pepper Pike, Twinsburg, but I'm not talking to my white friends right now. But if you, my brother, and my sister can't come out fully dressed in the winter in layers to help rebuild your neighborhood, I have choice words for you. See, y'all can go out in the weather and play lotto, get a chicken wing, go work, buy a sack, chase some tail, but can't get off your sorry to go to a vigil to comfort a grieving family, march in a high-crime neighborhood, and empower residents to take it back, or go to community meetings and protest in areas in force, then what are you doing? You better not be in your cubbyhole criticizing me when hundreds got off their behinds and ran in their underwear for a cause they believed in, tumors in children. Then you better not be cubbyhole typing nothing. If you believe in voting first or dealing with the law and filing suit, come out, take the mic, talk to people. You know, I go plenty of places at times where I don't really want to be. But rather than sit at home and complain about somebody else's event, I might go prayerfully, give my message, and wait a minute, then I'm done. I'm going to go this far because I need to probably shut up and take a look at all these ones that just showed up. I always get concerned because somebody from the cubbyhole might be calling to tell me off, but I'm going to see... This number, I see about like 10 ones that just showed up. How you doing out there?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, Brother Al?
I'm doing great.
I'm so happy to hear that. Once again, very, very grateful to be able to be heard on this platform that you have provided for people like myself and Mr. Hargis that have been wronged to speak up for others to know and stay aware of these matters that are going on at the hands of nefarious entities. I do want to say on this evening that I also want your listening audience to know, for my conscious people, that not only is Target Stores very corrupt, but as I have mentioned before, but they are absolutely in the business of getting people to jump on their bandwagon and corrupting them, or should I say bringing out the corruption in them. And I also want people to be aware, Brother Al, that there's another very nefarious entity by the name of Abel Bishop and Clark Management Company. They are a real estate company, and there are many very, very corrupt things going on within the realm of that entity.
Thank you so much. As a matter of fact, we have not forgotten, because I believe this coming Thursday, you had called into the Art McCoy radio show, you had won something, and we will have that for you. As a matter of fact, I look forward to contacting you once this show ends, because we want to make sure that you get taken care of. And just want to thank you for being a listener. And one thing we do, if we put out a contest anywhere, if we can, we are going to take care of
it. Oh, thank you. Okay. Thanks
no
so much.
No problem. And definitely we will be there to still support you and your husband, because it has been blatant. Just they've heaped coal on the brother time after time after time. And I let Brother Don Bryant know that we were out there in court, and I know we'll be back to support. That's one thing about Man in the Streets. I would say don't call yourself something or have a show being one thing if you're not dealing with things the way it's supposed to be. So thank you once again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And like I say, everybody knows I'm a Superwoman radio show. She just called and let you know why she's a superwoman. Man in the Streets, music activism and news. You will definitely find us out there in the streets. As a matter of fact, I've been on my soapbox for too long. I'm going to play this particular track featuring Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. It's the remix to Black Man's Army.
Black man, the time is now. This is Sergeant Major Brother Stokes of the Black Man's Army. What we got to do right now, brothers, we got to stand up. We got to protect our women and our children. We got to stop relying on somebody else to fix our problems. We have to fix them ourselves. We got to stand up, y'all. It's time to rise up. It's time to make a difference. We are black men in this city. Black men are not being afraid to do what's right. We got to stand up, y'all. We got to do something about this violence in the city. We got to protect what's ours. You know, it's a funny thing when everybody else protect their women and their children. But we as black men seem to not do the same. It's time to wake up. It's time to make a difference. So we're going to need you all to come and join with us, the Black Man's Army. This city has now awakened into a brand new era. The era is being right, doing what's right, being what's right. We must stand up. Calling all black men, come join us. For we are the Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. And I am Sergeant Major Brother Stokes. Come march with me. Come stand with me. Let's make a difference. Let's protect our women and our children. Let's be proud again. Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Somebody might ask the question, exactly what you're proud of. I'm proud of being black. I'm proud of being a man. It's time now for us to stand up. Stand up. The Black Man's Army. We're standing tall, protecting our women and our children. We need justice in the city. Time out for injustices. Our women and our children are dying in the streets every day. Tears running down a mother's face. A little child asked me the other day, she said, why did my uncle have to die? It's time out for that. We must protect our women and our children. Come join with me, the Black Man's Army.
Black Man Army.
The Black Man's Army. The Black Man's Army. This is the Black Man's Army.
Thank you. Sergeant Major, Brother Stokes, Emax the Image produced that particular track. And, you know, with the little bit of time I have left, I'm going to use up like this next minute and a half to give you a part two of the story, because I went back 2 weeks. And I want to go back about a couple of days ago. And you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 5, verse 8. And I want to go back to Portage Lake, Ohio. Portage Lakes, Ohio. You know, the past weekend, they had the 13th annual Portage Lakes, Ohio polar bear jump in cold water. It happened past Saturday, where 561 people had pre-registered by last Tuesday from ages 9 to 91. Now, to date, $600,000 has been raised for various charities since 2004. Now, from the pictures I see, it looked like a group of white people, Caucasian, and they were happy to do this, a plan of action. What I didn't see when I went over to their sites and stuff like that was Facebook revolutionaries and Facebook activists asking, why y'all dummies ain't voting for a selected official to put a set aside for your charity, or why not use the White House and its constitution to get you further ahead so the charities can get money, because the time of you jumping in cold water half naked is played out. I suppose if people want it, and I'm just saying, their Caucasian brothers and sisters in Portage to vote, instead of writing disparaging online comments, I bet they went to the water face-to-face with voter registration cards, whether they were, you know, handing them out and trying to get them to register Republican or Democrat. If folks were mad about government and were trying to get Polar Bear Club members to look at government more closer, I bet they got off their, okay, I bet you they got off their behinds and went down there to recruit. I will reiterate, why do our black folks not show up to address a multitude of our people when we have a live mic, but sit at home and heckle what black folks should do, like they're two old Muppet critics sitting in their cubby holes? Families need hugs at vigils. Neighbors need to see people in high crime areas standing beside them before they come out and before any laws are changed. The multitude has to hear the pros and cons from you, from leaders. So jump out, black man and black woman. You don't have to be half naked in undies or running a polar bear club. You can dress warm. If you can't make it, though, send a prayer. Share some info on what's going on out there. It means just as much and maybe even more. You know, before I leave out, one of our first callers who called in, they didn't really have a lot to say, but I'm going to go back and bother them and see if 216-799, if they'd like to, like, just let people know once again who they are and what's going on. How you doing out there? 216-799. And see, I give people that warning because they don't have to hang up or anything. If I come to you, if you want to say anything, you can. If you don't, you can still listen online. But like I say, always do that, because you never know what you might say that might inspire somebody out there. So I just want to do the same. Give 30 seconds to 216-322. Is there anything you'd like to add? Going once, going twice, going thrice. And I appreciate everybody who called in and spoke. I appreciate everyone who called in just to listen. I appreciate everybody online. Creator has blessed me to be in a great position to be surrounded by great people. I hope you all took in some of the inspiring words that you heard from some of the people who called in, because all I could do is get up on a soapbox today, but I'm taking my 20-foot ladder down. I'm going to climb down off the soapbox. I'm going to leave you with a group that is from our own area. They, like, have a couple of videos that have 1,000 views and over. The name of the group is Black Odyssey. The name of this particular track is Stolen Dreams. Like I say, I'm very glad to have groups like that represent that area, letting you know you don't always have to talk ignorant stuff to get ahead. Talk to y'all later. Enjoy the lyrics. I know I will.
Stolen drink.
Cannon.
Uh-huh. People steal your drink.
Let them steal your drink.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
You can just drink, stolen truth.
Stolen drink. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Yeah.
dream, so yeah, what a sad face.
Red and blue, my people. Yeah.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
As I write this passage, my mental thoughts be food for these youngsters. They like them dumpsters, searching for suppers. Too mean, crack-seen mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime. Dodge it one time, it's burning in the beast's belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, evil fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was an angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boys. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in a stolen dream.
Damn. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Haters got me ducking from my dreams. That's called my toast. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The leg close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat song. My heat strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find today when the evening's gone, the ink came to stone. I pray the weak get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. Ooh, I pray you strong. And I'm staying in the hood even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
With candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Man, I love that message, and I love the beat. Talk to you all later on. Peace.